Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Matt.
And Tyler.
That's right. The best night of the week here on Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, Free Talk Live had its studios raided not too long ago, but we're back up and we're running. Apparently, the FBI agents can pop right in here, pull random wires out, and we can still produce a show. It's been a month now, but, yeah. If you want to find out more about what happened, go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. And there's some video there. There's a story. You can check it all out. thecrypto6.com. And if you think it's weird that the FBI pops into a nationally syndicated radio program's studio and just pulls out random wires, you're going to be really surprised at the next story. What's happening, Tyler?
Well, I think a lot of people found out that it's not so tinfoil hatty when you say something like the government's going to create microchips to put under your skin, because 60 Minutes decided to do a story on that, and it's happening.
So the Pentagon wants to microchip people or something.
Sounds like what they're doing is they're coming up with a microchip that's going to be able to tell you when you have COVID or when you have some type of disease, and they're going to start introducing it to military personnel first.
Well, of course.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. They signed up for this crap, I guess.
Right, and they don't really get a say in whether or not they get it.
Well, you were a medical corpsman, right, in the Navy?
Yeah.
And what would happen if they rolled this out? Is it just everybody gets it, or what would occur?
So, well, right now, when it comes to the COVID vaccine, it sounds like they're not making it mandatory for military personnel.
Yeah.
But they're highly incentivizing you to get it. It sounds like a lot of people, if you're on a ship, I heard one story from a friend of a friend of people that are on a ship that they're not being allowed to go home on leave to see their family without quarantining for 2 weeks, but they're not giving you 2 weeks of quarantine.
Right.
You just either don't go home or you get the vaccine.
Right.
So they're not making it mandatory, but they're making your life miserable if you don't get it.
Yeah, and miserable enough that everybody's going to do it.
Right. A lot of people that said that they weren't going to comply are changing their minds and saying they're going to comply because, you know, when you tell someone you can't see their family, that's a pretty heavy incentivization.
Yeah.
So,
hey, just out of curiosity, I don't know. I wasn't in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Do they? So, if you're sitting over there in the South China Sea on some kind of naval vessel for maneuvers or whatever it is you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and your time to see your family comes up, what happens?
You're not going anywhere.
Okay.
It happened to me. There was a point in my career where I needed to go home to see family because they were very, very ill, and
yeah.
they told me I wasn't allowed to go because of the needs of the mission.
Yeah.
So they're not going to let you go home during any major operation that you're doing, if you're forward deployed or whatever. They're going to try and allot that time to a time when you're not doing anything. But if something comes up and they
back it off.
Right.
And then when you go back to Subic Bay, or I don't know where I'm talking about.
I've been there. Yeah. Subic Bay would be.
I have no idea where that is.
Yeah.
Is that
Philippines?
Philippines. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in Subic Bay on leave or not on leave, but the boat's sitting next to something wooden or concrete.
Right.
Then they, send you on an airplane for free?
No. If you're on a deployment, you're not going home except for, like, excruciating circumstances. They have to send you home. And even then, if you're important enough to the mission, you're still not going home.
Okay.
They're not going to send you home until the mission's over. And then everybody's going to go home. And then you have what's called block leave.
Okay.
And they'll just send the entire unit. They'll just tell the unit. It happens around Christmas every year. They'll just be 3 weeks.
So if you're going to invade the United States, do it at Christmas time?
maybe. I wouldn't be too surprised if that was a good strategy, but that's the idea, is they just send everyone home in bulk, and then they all call you back at the same time. You know, certain people have to stick around. They're not letting everyone go home. It's not like all the lights are turned off and the doors are locked. There's people that are going to stay and, like, you know, post-watch.
But do those people get to go at different times? They're the... You know, they're the watch.
No. A lot of the time, you just sacrifice your leave, or they'll break it up so you get a couple days versus a couple weeks.
I see. So you get several couple days, and instead of being able to go home.
Yeah, and they tend to have.
It's just hookers at the local bar.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Basically.
That's the. This is your new family, Sailor.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Okay. So the Pentagon scientists reveal a microchip that senses COVID-19 in your body before you show symptoms, and a filter that extracts the virus from the blood. This is great.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Sounds ridiculous.
Scientists at the Pentagon's secretive unit are researching viruses and developing pandemic cures. They work at DARPA and other Pentagon laboratories. DARPA's team saw COVID-19 affected almost 1,300 on board the U.S. Theodore Roosevelt as the virus spread unchecked. In response, they've developed a microchip to detect asymptomatic COVID in a bid to prevent an outbreak. The chip is inserted below the skin and triggers a sensor if COVID infects the body. DARPA have... They don't even know how to say it. DARPA has created a filter that can remove COVID virus from the blood when attached to dialysis. They're working on a vaccine that would work against all coronaviruses, even ones not yet identified. The team also successfully manufactured antibodies against the Spanish flu. It's just the flu. There's no problem. Hold on. What? Okay, so if you have a sample of the Spanish flu from 1918, developing antibodies to it is not some kind of new and amazing science. That is not a pedigree at all, because that just means that, I mean, every year they produce a flu vaccine, which will stop strains of the flu, that if those flu, strains of the flu are present, it'll prevent you, likely prevent you, will help you to defend against those strains. So that's nothing. That line is absolute blithering BS.
Hogwash.
Yep, completely.
Total hogwash.
Now, as to whether or not I love the notion that DARPA can create a microchip that's going to filter your blood if you're hooked up to a dialysis machine and pull out all the Ronas out of you. But what I like really about this is they're going to test it on someone else.
They're going to have their guinea pigs. You know,
God,
it's time to just address.
Signing up for the military sucks.
Right. It does. They put so much paperwork in front of you as an 18-year-old kid that you're willing to just be like, I'm not going to read all this. And most of it's just a lot of legal jargon I don't understand anyway. But you're giving up so many of your rights when you do that.
Yeah.
And you don't get a say in what they do to your body anymore. I used to give vaccines to my Marines and stuff, and I would have Marines be like, hey, so can I claim a religious exemption to this vaccine? And I'm like,
no,
you don't want to, because it's just going to cause a whole mess of trouble for you. and they would just have to kind of go along with it like cattle. And we'd literally line them up like cattle.
They call it a cattle call.
Yeah. And we used to call it a rodeo. Like, you know what I mean? And we would just corral everyone in and give them all their shots and send them on their way. And if they complained, we'd just say, well, take it up with your, you know.
Yeah, I'm not your commanding officer.
Right.
I just give vaccines.
I'm just the shots guy. Yeah. Right. So let's just talk about what's been bugging me the most about this is, like, the whole slippery slope fallacy. This entire time with COVID, we've been talking about how people are like, there's so many people out there that are like, the government's not going to mandate a vaccine. The government's not trying to microchip you. And it's like, the slippery slope has turned into this half pipe that's covered in some kind of silicone lubricant. You can slide down at incredible speeds. Because let's just talk about the fact that, look, if we can just get over the whole slippery slope argument and just accept that this is a definite possibility, this is something that they are doing, we can stop you know, saying that this is some kind of crazy conspiracy theory. It's not a crazy conspiracy theory to say that this chip that they want to put into you is going to have some kind of back door that's going to allow them to access your location and, you know, tell them what you're doing and who you're talking to. And what,
for God's sakes, they're putting a microchip in you.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll make it do whatever they want. These are the same people that mandated that all modems in America, produced in America, in the United States, had to have back doors given to the NSA or whatever.
Exactly.
Seriously? You don't think they're going to do something with this chip? Do you think that they're not going to do anything with this chip? 603-283-6160. I want to hear from you.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
Talk Live. It's as if the government wants us to talk like this. It's Mark with you.
Matt.
And Tyler.
DailyMail.co.uk. Pentagon scientists reveal a microchip that senses COVID-19 in your body before you show symptoms, and a filter that extracts the virus from your blood. Yeah.
We officially live in a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah. It's crazy. What can I tell you? I don't even know what to say about it. I do know that on March the 16th, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee, and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham, a grandmother, by the way. The Crypto Six were then arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman and nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because these charges are not a joke, and it's going to take a serious legal team, whom I just spoke to today, and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. And by the way, when I say the Crypto 6, I mean you and your right to transact in cryptocurrency. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com.
This is really one of those things where their liberty is your liberty. This is your future liberty. We need to get them freed.
Right. The lawyers that I talk to say this is not money transmitting. And that's the main the center of their case. They say it is not money transmitting. So basically what they're trying to do is build a set of precedent that says what is not money transmitting is now money transmitting.
Well, it doesn't make sense if the government wants to use capital gains tax when you sell your Bitcoin for actual currency, then it's not money. It's an asset. So they can't say it's both money and not money.
Well, yes, it's so I would agree with you that it's an asset, but I think that's also a bit of a dangerous road, too.
I do, too.
What I would say is that the landmark Microsoft case, it was an intellectual property case from the 90s, mm-hmm. Said that code is speech.
Yeah.
And it's written, right? It's speech. And thus protected by the First Amendment in that way. And then, you know, of course, they went on intellectual property and all that. But that's an interesting piece of the precedent, because cryptocurrency is just code.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if it's – can you say that speech is now a commodity and commoditize it? I don't know. Look, I'm not here to make the government's job easy. F them.
Absolutely.
And everything they're all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So good luck to them and whatever it is that they've got going on.
No luck to them.
Well, it just seems like – my point is it just seems like they're going to label things in this dualistic manner where it's like it both is and isn't whatever we say it is. And then they just have precedence in every avenue that they want to take, which is ridiculous. And it doesn't have any, you know, modicum of logic to it.
Right. And they don't have even a good system for shaping the future. They're trying to sort of shape the past in order to shape the future. And
just when they raided the studio and they were interrogating me, they actually – there were several different – organizations here. There was mm-hmm. the Treasury, the FBI, the
Post Office,
the Post Office,
the BATF,
IRS, ATF. ATF is here specifically for me.
Yeah,
but the rest of them, the ones who were curious about Bitcoin, I'll say curious, being friendly. It was clear to me that they all had different intentions because they were all using different terminology. The one lady got on my face. She goes, "What can you tell me about virtual currency?" And then another one was called it digital money, and they were trying to like. It's clear that even the different departments of government can't be on the same page. They don't, and none of them really understood what they were talking about.
No, I think it was clear when they came through and the way they pulled out the wires, thinking the radio show is recording us.
Yeah,
right, and just yanked wires out of the back of the broadcast stacks.
Yeah, these stacks were a mess. They were a mess,
and it's just clear they sent in knuckle draggers who didn't know what they're talking about. The last time they raided the studios 5 years ago. They were very, very careful. Now, at that point, I was in the state, and I came to the studio immediately, and they're like, "You can't come in." And I'm like, "Oh, I work here. You can't stop me from coming in just because you have a magic piece of paper. You don't own this building."
Right.
I do. And they let me in. and, you know, they behaved themselves best they could. And I mean, maybe it's because there was an adult in the room. I don't know the answer. But, you know, this go round, I was in Mexico and, yeah, they pointed guns at people, flew drones in.
Yeah, so I wasn't here for the last raid, but I live across the street, and I watched the entire raid take place, you know, from my living room. And I talked to a friend who was here last time and said it was nothing like that last time. You know, they knocked on the door, they presented the warrant. This time, there was a formidable army in the street. There were two Bearcats. There must have been 20, 30 guys in plate carriers with AR-15s, night vision.
Full night vision.
Yeah.
Just, it's only 6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, for a bunch of people that talk about peace on the radio.
Yes.
It's astonishing. It's like, what were they thinking that they were going to be up against?
Yeah, and, I mean, well, I think that what they thought they were up against is, Matt, what were they up against?
Well, they were up against, I think they came in trying to do a Waco, and luckily, I woke up because I felt the house get hammered, like I've said before.
They ran the Bearcat into the window.
Yeah, they basically slammed the Bearcat into the house, and I was asleep, but I felt three sharp, like, booms, like the house gets shook really hard, and it woke me up, and I'm glad it woke me up, because I just walked down the stairs, because I thought a car crashed into the house, like some drunk smashed their car into the house. I went down to see, there was lights coming through the window, there was broken glass. I'm like, oh man, some idiot smashed their car into our house, you know, fools. And I got down there, and there's a flashlight pointed at me, you know.
Over a gun.
With it, like this drone buzzing, because they smashed the window out and flew a drone through the window.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it. But I heard it, and I was like, they're yelling at me, and I said, who are you? FBI! I'm like, oh, here we go. So I think they really intended to do a full-on Waco here, and I just ended up waking up. And had I still been in my room near guns, they probably would have just lit me up and thrown a gun on my body.
I mean,
they're that way. When they were talking to me, they were very, all of them from 6 a.m. on, extremely certain of their right to do what they were doing. These people were true believers in
coming into people's
houses,
the power
of government. Yeah,
destroying people's homes.
They look at you like you are a peasant in like a monarchy or something. You know,
they can throw you in the dungeon anytime they want.
They work for the king, and therefore it's might is right mentality, and it never changes. Democracy is no different than, republicanism, however you want to call it, is no different than any other.
I tend to not look at this as the sort of the will of the people. I look at this much more as bankers have gotten in control of the state all over. And I don't mean just the United States. I mean all the states.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, of course they take the apparatus of power. And of course the FBI is a lapdog for the bankers. I mean, obviously they are.
Probably always was.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to do good things, but they're also going to do what they're told, because that's who's in charge. And the sycophants serve those who are in charge. They can't help themselves. That's their nature.
They get hazard pay. They're happy about that.
The number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending new sanctions on Russia, the U.S. imposing the sanctions on Moscow for cyber hacks and attempted election interference.
I've also signed an executive order authorizing new measures, including sanctions to address specific harmful actions that Russia has taken against U.S. interests.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will move to closing arguments next week. Judge Peter Cahill addressing the jury after both sides finished presenting evidence.
Next step for you is to listen to closing arguments and then retire for deliberations. That'll occur on Monday.
Chauvin himself choosing not to testify in the case where he's accused of killing George Floyd. Arizona, the latest state to legalize sports gambling, with Republican Governor Doug Ducey signing the bill today. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is applauding the plan by President Biden to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The safety of our troops and the security of the American people must be our priority.
The withdrawal of roughly 3,000 remaining troops in Afghanistan will start on May 1st and should end by early September. Democrats on Capitol Hill introducing a bill that would pack the Supreme Court, adding four members and saying we must get more liberal justices. Reaction to that from House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy.
This just goes to show how far the Democrat Party has moved. There almost are no longer common sense or moderate Democrats elected. Even Joe Biden in the past was opposed to this. Those Democrats in the Supreme Court were opposed to this. Because what this simply does is, it's about control. It's overtaking a branch of government simply to have your control over a nation.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Matt.
And Tyler.
The number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. So, you can call in and talk about the Pentagon through DARPA, microchipping soldiers, and what you think those results are going to be. Because this isn't a joke anymore, folks. 100%. They're microchipping soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, what do you call it, coasties, the whole shebang, whoever they want in microchip, they're doing it.
For openers.
Just to start.
Right.
The level of dystopia that we're at and that people seem to be comfortable with is incredible. I don't know what kind of level of cognitive dissonance you have to have, or just plain old sticking your head in the sand and saying that everything's all right, that you have to subscribe to look at the current situation and be comfortable with it. It's no longer the tinfoil hat wearing wackos, calling in radio shows, like talking about this stuff. It's real now. It's real and it's happening. And if you watch the news all over the world, crazy stuff is happening and people are just going along their lives without ever questioning anything.
We used to make fun of people who would call in about microchipping because I didn't see the pathway for it. But I can tell you, I see once they microchip enough soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marines, and then they talk about all the benefits through their media mouthpieces, which will say anything they want at this point.
Yep.
And they say how great it is. Then people say, well, microchipping's good enough for our boys in green. It's good enough for us.
Yeah.
And then they just continue on because at this point, you know, two masks, three masks, four masks, whatever amount of masks, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It just, it's insanity. And then people are like, well, that Mark's crazy for wanting to leave the United States.
Right, yeah. Well, and it's like, you got to think about the fact that they're not going to do it in a way that creates this, like, confrontation with normal people. They're not going to be like, you have to get this chip or we're going to put you in jail. It's just as simple as saying, if you don't get this chip because it's for your safety, then we're not going to let you fly. And then pretty soon we're not going to let you bank.
Yep.
And you're not going to be able to, like, buy food for your family. And then
it's like the mark of the beast.
Yeah,
you know,
it
like,
is.
I thought that was a bunch of hooey, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, you know, you're seeing, you know, like, China's creating a digital yuan, and the Fed's talking about creating a digital dollar.
But yeah, they're just behind. I mean, they got to be the Chinese to their digital. The digital yuan is out. I mean, like, I don't know that they're using it, but they're, you know, they're well ahead of the U.S. on that.
You want to talk about something that people are going to say, oh, that's just a far-fetched conspiracy theory, but clearly it isn't at this point. They're going to start saying the physical currency is unsanitary and it spreads coronavirus, and we need to get rid of physical dollars.
Yeah,
because at that point,
right.
Then all they have to do is, like, freeze up your phone and they don't have to take it from you. They just have to, like, do it remotely, and all of a sudden, you're not allowed to buy food for your family because you didn't want to toe the line.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Fortunately, Satoshi Nakamoto came along just the right time, 2009, 2010, kind of saw this on the wall and you know, in the cards, I think he saw this coming down the pipe, and that genie's out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've made, you know, cryptocurrencies, so for instance, but I mean, a lot of these places are... right now, in order to get these lawyers that we're talking about, first off, you know, the situation is that the, you know, the Shire Free Church and its ministers have some cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got it back in 2011, 2012, 2013, when we were the first media in the world to accept cryptocurrency for ads.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to pay attorneys for this situation with the Crypto Six at thecrypto6.com. Well, where did this cryptocurrency come from? Well, some of it's from fundraising, but some of it's just from stores that we have of Bitcoin. Well, let's see. So you have there's addresses with you know, major amounts of crypto in it. Okay. Well, where did you get it? Seriously, they're asking those questions because they cannot accept cryptocurrency that might have been in any way involved in the crime.
Mm-hmm.
The government can tax you to from now until the end of time to pay for its case, but you may not use any money that they've decided has somehow is involved in some kind of crime, the crime you're charged for. Even if it's not a crime and you prove that later, well, how do you go back in time? Well, you don't. They can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the lawyers need to know that the money that they're being paid with is not the money that has to do with the crime. So now we're whitelisting, you know, wallets and, you know, all these kind of things are going on. And now everything that comes out of, you know, there is a legal document that says how this wallet contains this amount of crypto, and everything that comes out of that wallet, I guess, is okay.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking to a friend about this a couple months ago, and I said, watch, in the next 5 years, you're going to start hearing about clean and dirty Bitcoin.
Yep.
And it's all... I said 5 years, and it's been 3 months since I had this conversation.
Yep.
And it's already happening. The government's going to tell you, oh, that Bitcoin, that specific Bitcoin, that's worthless because that was used in some crime way before you ever got it. You know, and it's insane to think that, like...
Right, and if you can't use a whitelisted exchange, and you can't get it, turn it into, say, Monero or something like that, which they then can't, you know, track or whatever it is that they can do with it, then... it's just dead in the water.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, I think that one thing we should be talking about before we get sidetracked with the current conditions and the current efforts that are going against cryptocurrency users is that you shouldn't be afraid of cryptocurrency because all this is going on. In fact, to defeat it, the number one thing you can do is get involved with cryptocurrency, normalize it, get your neighbors and your friends and your families and yourselves to use it every day.
Yeah, once it's ubiquitous, once everybody's got it, and once they're using it, then there's not much they can do to stop that.
The genie is out of the bottle, but the genie could be a lot more out of the bottle.
Be clear, ladies and gentlemen, when you pull out a... $100 bill and they now mark it at the supermarket? Yeah, they don't want you using that. Mm-hmm. They want you to use their little pre-approved bank cards. Yes. Remember, it's all about the banks, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The power in this world isn't the state. It isn't the FBI. It isn't the U.S. military.
It is the bank.
It's the banks.
And it always has been the banks.
And the banks don't like cash. The banks don't like Bitcoin. The banks don't like anything. They want things to continue on the way they are, but obviously they're changing, so they're figuring out, well, how do we get in front of this Bitcoin parade? Because obviously it's out there.
They're too late. They know.
Well, they're getting in front of it, though.
I don't think...
You could buy Bitcoin with PayPal, and it just sits there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can hold it, but you can't spend it.
Can't you? Right. You can.
Is that how that works?
Basically. I think you can use it for PayPal approved things, and that's what the government is trying to do. You can't move it into a different wallet. No, if you have Bitcoin on PayPal, it has to stay on PayPal.
Don't do that. Stay away from Coinbase and
this is part of the problem that we're seeing with Bitcoin and with the government getting becoming more accepting of it. It has to do with the fact that they're going to allow Bitcoin, but it's going to be in their pre-approved wallets with pre-approved transactions with pre-approved people. Basically, they're just going to make it. It's not going to be like a dollar where it's like I can use a dollar anywhere that somebody accepts it. They're going to be like, no, this Bitcoin that you have, if it's been used in any crime, it becomes worthless. And if you're going to use the good Bitcoin that you might have, it needs to go through the people we say you can spend with it. And that's part of the problem. I mean, Bitcoin is one facet of a much bigger concept of crypto that exists. And there's other cryptos out there that are trying to buck the system. I mean, Monero is one of them.
Fantastic.
That's, right. And that's end-to-end.
When they were interrogating me, they specifically asked me about Monero.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what that is? Because they don't know what to do about
that. They heard the
word. They know the word. I think they're as far back
on Monero as they were in Bitcoin in 2011.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the people who interrogated me were basically told that keep an eye out for the Monero. That's extremely bad because for them it is extremely bad. Mm-hmm. That's a coin that basically destroys itself on the way out of the wallet and recreates itself when it comes into a new wallet. There's no real in-between for them to follow.
Yeah.
So.
The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. Calling about cryptocurrency, microchips from DARPA, or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, anywhere in the world, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. We got rid of the toll-free line. We figure that's so, you know, last decade. The 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Matt.
And Tyler.
And we've never had this particular crew on the air before.
Ah, this is fun.
But I have been waiting for this particular one because the three of us think so similarly about just about every issue. Not to say that either of you can't disagree with me if I, you know, have anything. But I'm just, I'm obviously, I don't have to fight about anything, you know, so far. And, yeah, I'm sure there's something that you and I all disagree on. But anyway, you can call in and disagree with us, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Out of Chicago, a review board on Thursday, a police review board released videos, 911 calls, and other materials related to the officer-involved fatal shooting of a 13-year-old boy named Adam. My son's 13, just in case you guys need a little perspective here. Mm-hmm. Adam Toledo, while responding to a report of shots fired in late March. Extremely graphic police body camera footage. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what I get paid to do this. I don't look at these videos. Mm-mm. I won't do it. I don't owe you that. You want to see a 13-year-old get shot and killed by these frickin' knuckle-dragging thugs?
Psychopaths.
You do it.
Knowing about
I'm not
it's
doing
enough.
It. Yeah.
And you know what? That 13-year-old boy wanted to be a cop.
Probably at one point in his life, he did.
Yeah. He did. That was what he wanted to be.
Yeah. Extremely graphic. Let's see. Pulling up on location, the city's west side, March the 29th, immediately encountering two people, one of whom appears to be Toledo, running away from the area. Officer shoves the other person to the ground and chases after another person, later identified as Toledo, who is seen running away from the crime scene, wearing a baseball cap, a dark-colored hoodie and jeans, and the camera's audio begins to play. The officer can be heard yelling to the boy to stop. Stop right effing now. Toledo then stops for a moment before he turns around. The officer, at which point the cop tells him, show me your effing hand. Toledo appears to have his hands up, and he is shot at and he let's see. I'm going to say this again. Toledo appears to have his hands up when he is shot at one time. The officer calls over the radio for an ambulance and then announces, "Shots fired. Look at me. Look at me. You all right? Where are you shot?" The officer asks him. The cop then radios, "Shots fired by the police." He continues asking Toledo where he is shot and tells him to stay with me. Other officers can be heard saying, "Stay with me, buddy. Stay awake, buddy. Come on, bud. Stay awake. My pension." It says, "Come on, big guy." Toledo was shot one time in the chest. Officers on scene performed chest compressions, as if they're going to save this kid. While they waited for an ambulance to arrive, the seventh grader, could not be saved.
Absolutely awful human beings.
Remember when you were in seventh grade and what you were like at that time? Now imagine you're staring down a cop with a gun.
Yep. In seventh grade, we were literally playing guns.
Yeah.
We were out there. If we weren't playing football, like, you know, there weren't that many kids in our neighborhood, so four kids playing football, it gets a little boring. So sometimes we just pick up the plastic guns and, go play guns.
Mm-hmm. Imagine the nightmare of being a seventh grader, because I'm pretty sure that almost every seventh grader has the idea that the police are there to take care of you, and they're there to protect you. I don't know many seventh graders that have been disillusioned from that.
He ran away, and I mean, you know, the chase instinct is there, but these guys should be trained on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it shouldn't matter whether he's 13 or 23. This just goes to show that this is a trigger-happy cop.
Right? You know what? I think I would. I want to add something to that, or maybe even alter that comment. We might have just found something we disagree on. I have this theory that the reason cops are so shooty these days is because of anti-gun culture. I don't think these cops grew up around guns. Mm. I think a lot of their first exposure to guns and gun living had to do with being trained at these really ramshackle police schools, these academies that are just, you know, kind of, they don't have.
Well, the lady who shot the guy and was Minneapolis was a trainer. She said taser, pulled her gun and shot a man.
Right. How do you screw that up? It's literally impossible to screw that up.
It's the wrong hand. It weighs different. You know, I mean, yeah. I'm not saying she shot him on purpose. I am not saying that. But I am saying a breathtakingly bad slip up occurred.
Yeah. Catastrophic.
Oops.
Yeah. And at some point or another, the cops are going to need to be disarmed. I mean, I don't know how else to say this. Stop sending, you know, forget it. We need to stop sending the cops in with guns because apparently they're just going to shoot
kids. They can't handle
it.
They can't. They're not good at it. They're not from a culture of guns, and they'll never be used to it.
Well, I also think part of the problem has to be that there are too many cops out there that are just dying for their moment to shine.
Oh, yeah.
They want to pull their gun.
They want to
take down the bad guy. Yeah. I mean, look, I was in the military, right? And I was with the infantry for part of my career. And I can tell you that there are a lot of 19-year-old infantry Marines out there that are just dying to get into combat.
Yeah,
they just want to know what it's like to kill someone.
They sign up saying, I want to be able to kill somebody.
Right?
Well, we have a job for you, son.
Right. And you know, the thing is a normal person doesn't want to hear that about their soldiers. They want to think that, just like their cops, they want to think that they're the good guys, that they're doing the right thing.
They're protecting our country.
Right? Like, okay, for me, for instance, right? One of the reasons that I could never be a cop, even as like a younger person, I never once wanted to be a cop, was I just didn't like the idea of telling people what to do, especially for things I didn't agree with. The type of people that become cops aren't there going, I want to protect people. They're going there saying, I want to take down the bad guys. They just want to kill people, and they want to do it thinking that they're the superhero.
And in this case, when we were talking about a 13-year-old, it's pretty clear the first reaction was shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there needs to be some level of separation. That's what it comes down to. When you were talking about people and guns, Matt, when I grew up, I'm 50 years old. I was born in 1971, for those who wish to know. My dad had a rifle in the closet. Not in a gun safe. Not hung up on the wall where I couldn't reach it. In the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my first BB gun at 10 years old. I was 10 years old. And, I began training with that. I was told, that's daddy's rifle. You don't touch daddy's rifle. And I was told that multiple times. That's daddy's rifle. You don't touch daddy's rifle. And you can imagine, after I get to be a pretty good shot with the BB gun, that I did want to take daddy's rifle out. I absolutely did. And I was allowed to, because, you know, he wanted me to be good at a good shot at all rifles that I got in my hands. He was never a handgun guy. He just didn't like them. Mm-hmm. He believed in rifles. But I never touched his rifle. Never once did I looked at it. I would open the closet door. They didn't tell me I could look at it. I'd open the closet door, and I would look at it. But I wouldn't touch it. I never touched it, because that's how I was taught. And I was taught, there's a few serious things in this world, Mark. And one of them is, you don't touch daddy's rifle.
Yeah, and I bet a lot of cops never had a background like even that. And I wonder if people who are not gun people, but not necessarily opposed, and they go into something like police work and they start shooting, I wonder if they don't even maybe fetishize it a little bit. Maybe, yeah. Like, you know, once they get their hands on the gun, now they've got a fetish.
Well, in Chicago, they're the only ones who can carry them.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see how you wouldn't fetishize it.
Makes you feel like a big man. Yeah. You're the only one gets to carry a gun.
You're the only one. Yeah. And you can do it anywhere in America. You're a Chicago cop.
Right. Yeah, you can carry everywhere.
Yes. Pretty much everywhere.
Another thing, Matt, too, to expand on that, like, part of the problem definitely has to do with the fact that a lot of cops are military veterans. You know, and there are cops out there that have been around guns, understand guns, but part of what comes with the military culture that is definitely emulated in the police world is this kind of tribal, you know, it's civilians and soldiers, or civilians and police. Everybody else is a civilian, and it's us versus them. So just like
they
don't understand. No, they don't. And the thing is like, think about this, right? What normal people date cops? What normal people hang out with cops?
People who like to get beaten.
Most people, right? Like, most people do not want to get into a relationship with a cop because they're afraid that their gang friends are going to come after them if you do something wrong.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is that you don't want to be in a you don't want to be in a friendship or relationship with a police officer in many cases, because you just feel like, well, I don't want to put them in a situation. Everything's illegal, and I don't want to put them in a situation where they have to, you know, potentially arrest me.
Yeah,
everything's illegal. This is the new America, ladies and gentlemen. 603-283-61.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.